4 RMN mobile. Cross town towards Cherrydale to get some tires and wheels looked at. How about you? Heading over to Harbor Freight in Simpsonville for something. I don't know. There's usually always something in a place like that I find I need. Just get me out of the house for a minute or two. Definitely does it for me. Ace Hardware. Most of these hardware stores. Lock me in and turn out the lights and I'll only get happier. Like Harbor Freight is, it's a good source for tools you're going to use once. because it's so cheap that, if you get one or two uses out of it, it doesn't really matter. I had to measure something on my property some weeks back, so I needed a measuring wheel. Oh, look, here's one for $15 at Harbor Freight. Is it ever going to be used again? Probably not. So things of that nature. Your basin wrench or your special wrench to remove the hot water heater element. That sort of thing. If they got, for tools like that, you're never going to use. And actually, even if you are, if you're not a professional mechanic, how much use are you going to get out of the thing anyway? I'm a low-level DIY residential guy. I'm not a professional with my hands. If I buy a tool, I'm looking at its life of use is going to be extremely limited, or episodes of need in a similar fashion. Professional auto repair guy, that's what craftsmen, or actually realistically Snap-on or Mac, that's why they're out there. A tool you pay five times as much for, but it has, probably a lifetime guarantee. I think I got into a discussion about that with somebody. Why is everything built like Chinese crap? Well, because apparently that's what the consumer wants. Would you pay two or three times for that good American-made tool? It's a question of you get what you pay for, and what do you want to pay for? There's a place for a marginal quality if you're only going to have a marginal use for it. Once I measured these distances along the side of the property, when am I going to need the measuring wheel again? The $15 one was the fancy one. There was an $8 one. Without the nice digital display, and without the display in like feet and meters or something, or inches or centimeters or whatever. But that's what they're good for. Tools that, as I said, tools you're going to use once. When are you going to use that basin wrench? Unless you're a professional plumbing contractor, how often do I install a sink? Precisely. I hear everyone complain, how come we can't make anything good anymore? Well, actually, we don't, why is there so much junk, Chinese junk flooding the market? Well, because the marketplace voted and you basically got what you wanted. Don't complain when you get what you wanted. You wanted inexpensive things that didn't have to be the highest possible quality, because in the case of electronics, or computers especially, you've got planned obsolescence. Or in the case of even other items, more durable items like tools, you're not a professional repair person. I'm going to use that wrench in the glove box or in the trunk. What I do with that wrench in a year is what a mechanic does in a week. So yeah, they're the ones that Snap-on and Mac and even Craftsman designed for.
Points, sure.
I always try to remind people, Try not to be upset when you get something that you basically voted for. You know, whether it be, you know, tools, politics, you know, monetary policy, political policy, or anything else. Why are we pursuing this lousy policy? Well, apparently because you voted for it.
More precisely, the majority voted for it.
The majority voted for it. Yeah, and I love when people say, I love when people tell me this, and I tell them, well, when was the last election you voted in? I don't know, a couple of years ago, maybe. Well, then perhaps you have less right to complain. If you're not involved in the process, you know, frequently the process of serving up, then, you know, try not to complain if you're not part of it.
Yesterday, I've been voting in the same precinct for about 12 years, and the in-person turnout at mid-morning was longer than at any election, be it a general election or a primary election or a midterm election, at any point in 12 years.
Voted early. I don't know what turnout was. Turnout in this election for a midterm election, from what I understand, was actually reasonably good.
I'll take some, at least that principle on a micro level is if I vote myself to buy a cheap wrench to use once or twice a year, I'm going to get exactly that, but not necessarily so if you're a voter in America.
H.L. Mencken said about democracy, something about democracy is, you know, the people vote for what they want, and they get it good and hard.
I guess we could probably expect some celebrations over the next week to proclaim that democracy lives, yet lives, and is not dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, for now. Let's say it may not be dead, but I don't know if it's especially healthy.
Heard anybody talking about degrees of vitality. All I heard was a hard line that if one party wins, then democracy is most definitely, without a doubt, beyond any hope, dead and dead forever.
Except for that absolute. Yeah, I think there are degrees of dead. Well, I don't know. Obviously, there's no degrees of dead, but there's degrees of healthiness, and it's not toward the healthy end of the scale.
As long as people in America can no longer really agree what it means to be an American, and people sort of, you know, take that as a given and argue about, less grave topics, you know, I think we're looking at a degree of unity, you know, similar to 1860.
Yeah, and after 1860, see how well that worked. I don't know, are we at 1860 now? Is that what you think? Because, you know, that's what I've heard a lot of people, mostly on the right, saying. Civil War is next. Yeah, you're acting like that's what you really want. Trust me, you don't.
I'm one of them hoping for any kind of physical or actual war, but from an ideological standpoint, certainly, and from a rhetorical standpoint, I've never in my lifetime seen the citizenry so decidedly, clearly, and starkly torn in twain. The lines aren't blurry. The lines are extremely, well marginated and stark.
The argument that we're in the early phases of a civil war that started after January 6th. I mean, when you have one side that doesn't accept the results of an election, you know, clearly, if we didn't win, it must be because in some way that even Penn and Teller can't figure out, David Copperfield couldn't figure out. Somehow this was stolen from us. At that point right there, I think you have not a civil war, but certainly the rumblings of one. When somebody, when a large number of people all of a sudden decide that elections don't really work anymore.
You know, on the subject of denying the results or failing to result the election, I think it's been conveniently snuffed out and kept on, kept up and pigeonholed the many people on another side in the 2016 election that had a very difficult time accepting the results of that election, and for most of the tenure of that president called him illegitimate, and many members of Congress refused to attend the inauguration. Of course, that was all parroted by the mainstream media, which seems to function as a propaganda wing for that particular party and has for almost 50 years.
Fox News is the propaganda outlet for the center left. Doesn't sound like it to me. And, you know, you heard those rumblings in 2016 before, but you didn't generally see people smash their way into the most secure building in Capitol Hill, threatening to murder legislators if the results weren't reversed. You know, I didn't see that happening in 2016. Also, any election where you have the popular vote go against the electoral vote, that in itself is maybe not evidence of anything, but it is kind of strange. Because it happened in 76. Or wait, maybe possibly in 2000. So, it gives you pause to consider, you know, In all probability, there was nothing strange that happened in 2016, but that alone, questionable. This the election being won by so wide a margin, and then the popular and the electoral college vote going against it because it basically came down to half a dozen congressional districts. As I said, normally this has never happened.
So we consider the mainstream media. I don't remember even mentioning Fox News, but if we can go ahead and acknowledge them. But I believe they make up about 1/7 of the mainstream media. Can you think of another major news outlet that is so far right and extreme?
Fox, because I consider them, in a sense, the anti-news. All media outlets have their biases, but most of them are truthful. CNN may be biased, but they're truthful. MSN may be biased, but they're truthful. NBC, ABC, CBS, ABC, NBC might be biased. CBS might even be biased, but for the most part, they're not just making stuff up that I know of. I don't listen to Fox, but they don't seem to be, in other words, you can be biased and untruthful, or biased and truthful, you can be neither, or both. Station went away or got squelched out. Got lost in the squelch. Anyway, I'm in Harbor, in front of Harbor Freight. If you're still there, we'll discuss this later. I forgot your call sign array. This is Katie 2BNG. And 73's, and I gotta go do some things. We'll talk later.